Next, Mr. Chameleon and the case of the murdered girl's ears. Tonight, we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters in his famous cases of crime and murder, brought to you by the makers of genuine Bayer aspirin. Mr. Chameleon, as you know, is the famous and dreaded detective who frequently uses a disguise to track down a killer, a disguise which at all times is recognized by the audience. Tonight, we give you Mr. Chameleon in the case of the murdered girl's ears. The scene opens in the office of the buyer of women's dresses in a smart New York shop, and the buyer, a personable young man of 35, is excitedly calling to his secretary, Mamie Brooks.
Miss Brooks, call my wife's number again. I must talk to her.
I've been calling every 5 minutes all afternoon, Mr. Allen. There's no answer.
Call again and again.
Oh, can't you see I am calling Mr. Allen? No answer.
Then call the chief operator, Mamie. I must get my wife. It's terribly important.
Hello? Oh, yes, I'll tell Mr. Allen. It's a call from Mr. Marchand's office, Mr. Allen. Mr. Marchand wants to see you right away.
Oh, the boss would have to call me now.
Well, you better get up there right away.
All right, I'll go. But keep on ringing my wife's number, Mamie. If you get her, tell her not to go out. I'll call her back when I come down from Marchand's office.
Wonder why he's so anxious to talk to his wife. Must be trouble. Chief operator, please.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Marsham?
Come in, Alain. Sit down. I have something serious to talk to you about.
Serious? What?
Your wife, Alain. It's a delicate subject, but...
My wife?
Listen, Alain, you are the best buyer this store has ever had, and I'd hate to lose you.
What are you talking about?
I have a report, Alain, that your wife has been in your office several times lately and raised devilish rows about your secretary, Mamie Brooks.
Oh, she's jealous of Mamie, and it's ridiculous. I don't know how to stop her. Sometimes I think she's mad.
Well, I do not know anything about that, Alain. Tell your wife to stop, or you will have to go.
Look here, Martian. Let's quit kidding.
What?
You may think I don't know that you've been meeting my wife outside, but I do. Because my wife told me. Get that, Martian. I know. And you needn't fire me. I'm getting out.
Now, don't get excited, Alain. Let me explain.
Mr. Allen, the police just rang up.
The police? What are you talking about, Miss Brooks?
Mr. Allen, it's terrible. They found a woman murdered, and she has a card in her purse.
It's not...
Yes, it's your wife. They're sure it is.
No.
You're to go instantly to Central Police Headquarters, Mr. Allen, and direct to the office of Mr. Chameleon.
Mr. Chameleon?
That is the famous detective, Alain. But be calm. It may be a mistake. The dead woman may not be your wife at all. Come, come. I'll go with you.
Not you, Marchand. I'll go alone.
And at the same time, in Central Police Headquarters, we find Mr. Comedian, the astute and dreaded detective, standing over the body of a girl in the morgue. And with him is the Commissioner of Police, to whom Mr. Comedian is saying...
How long ago was this body found, Commissioner?
Nearly 2 hours ago, Comedian.
2 hours? Why the delay getting me in?
Because we didn't know she had been poisoned. I just got the medical report. And besides, the rookie cop who found her got excited... Put her purse with her identification in his pocket and forgot to turn it in.
I see. So that explains why you gave her pictures to the papers. I saw them on the street.
Yeah, that's right, Chameleon. We didn't know who she was.
Well, anyway, her husband's on his way in now to identify her. He's a buyer at Marchand's store named Allen.
Uh-huh.
I'd say she was of Spanish or French descent.
Yeah. Black hair, olive skin.
Oh, and look, Commissioner. Look at her ears.
Hmm? Her ears?
Yes. They're pierced. Pierced to wear earrings, as all women, including my own mother, had them years ago.
Mr. Chameleon.
Oh, yes, Detective Sergeant Arnold.
The dead girl's husband, Mr. Allen, is outside now.
I'll go out with you, Dave. See you later, Commissioner.
Mr. Allen, this is Mr. Chameleon.
Mr. Chameleon, are you sure it's my wife? I can't believe it. It's impossible.
Do you think you're up to looking at the body, Mr. Allen?
Yes. Yes, I know it has to be done.
Follow me, please. Oh, and Dave, take Mr. Allen's arm.
Easy does it, Mr. Allen.
I'll remove the sheet.
Petra. Petra.
Then this is your wife, Mr. Allen. You identify her?
Yes, it's my wife, Petra. You'll find her murderer, Mr. Chameleon. Promise you will.
Her body was found near a roadhouse on the outskirts of town. The old post inn.
The old post inn? Now I know.
Know what, Mr. Allen?
That's where she was meeting Martian, the man I work for. But why should he kill Petra?
What's this? You say your wife was on intimate terms with your employer?
We're not intimate, Mr. Chameleon. Not intimate, I'm sure, but Martian is that sort of man, in fact.
Yes? Go on, Mr. Allen.
At the very moment your call came for me to come here to identify Petra's body, I was telling Martian that I was quitting my job because of his advances to Petra.
Then you were jealous of your wife?
No, Mr. Chameleon, I had no reason to be. Petra had complained to me about Martian.
Detective Sergeant Arnold, ring up Mr. Martian. Tell him I want to talk to him at once.
Right away, Mr. Chameleon.
Mr. Chameleon, you're on the wrong track if you think Martian killed poor Petra. I just told you he was with me in his office when you phoned me.
The question is, where was he when your wife was murdered? She was killed nearly 2 hours before we rang you up.
But I didn't know that. Now I see what you're getting at.
We'll wait till Martian gets here and see. Oh, by the way, Mr. Allen, I noticed your wife wasn't wearing earrings when she was found.
Earrings, Mr. Chameleon?
No, I just had an idea. A girl with pierced ears would be wearing earrings.
Pierced ears? Oh, yes, I see. I see.
Mr. Chameleon, here's one for you.
What's that, Dave?
There's a woman upstairs who saw pictures of Mrs. Allen in the papers. She says she came to identify the body.
What?
She runs a rooming house.
Mr. Allen, did you and your wife live in a rooming house?
No, we had our own apartment.
The woman waiting upstairs may be an erratic who wants to inject herself into a murder case.
Well, what'll I do about her, Mr. Chameleon?
Take Mr. Allen into my office, Dave, and then bring the woman here. You say your name is Mrs. Lizzie Clocker, and you positively identify this murdered girl as a roomer in your house.
That I do. No question about it, Mr. Chameleon. Poor girl. So sweet and quiet.
And her name, Mrs. Clocker?
Mary Brown, sir.
What? Mary Brown, you say?
Mary Brown. That's the name she gave me when she took the room, about a month ago, that was.
There's something strange about this. Something very peculiar indeed.
Well, I didn't kill her.
This dead girl has just been identified by her own husband, John Allen, as his wife. And if a husband can't identify his own wife, I don't know who can.
Well, I tell you, she's Mary Brown, that she had a parlor room in my house, and I'll have you understand I'm a respectable woman, and my rooming house is a respectable place.
No doubt, Mrs. Clocker. Highly respectable, I'm sure. Only...
Only what?
I was wondering what sort of person this dead girl was. If she had friends calling on her, and what you knew about her.
Didn't know much. She wasn't given to talking, and when she did, she talked kind of foreign-like.
Spanish or French accent, you mean?
Them or Italian. I don't know one from the other. They all sound alike to me.
Where did she tell you she came from when you rented her a room?
She was careful not to say, and I didn't try to find out very hard. You see, I needed the money that room would bring in, Mr. Chameleon.
So she rented the room under mysterious circumstances. She had a foreign accent. And you say her name is Mary Brown. Is that it?
That's not my fault, is it?
I hope not, Mrs. Clocker. Now, tell me, do you recognize the suit she's wearing?
Sure. Come new a couple of weeks ago. Come from Marchand's department store.
Did you notice whether she wore old-fashioned earrings, the kind that go into pierced ears?
That she did, Mr. Chameleon, that very kind.
Thank you. And who went out with her today before she was murdered?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see her go.
Thank you, Mrs. Clocker.
Mr. Chameleon, that man you sent for, Marchand, is in your office now. I've got Mr. Allen in mine.
Good, Dave. And, Dave, when Mrs. Clocker leaves, send an officer with her with orders not to permit anyone to enter or leave the room Mrs. Clocker says was occupied by the murdered girl, whom she identifies as Mary Brown.
Say, listen...
Dave, you'll find me talking to Mr. Marchand in my office. Interesting case, this. Sorry if I've kept you waiting. You are Mr. Alex Marchand. I'm Chameleon.
I'd wait a long time, Mr. Chameleon, to meet a detective of your reputation on a friendly basis.
Have you any reason to believe you'd meet me on anything but a friendly basis, Mr. Marchand?
How else, Mr. Chameleon? You are...
There's nothing friendly about murder. And nothing particularly friendly when the wife of one of the chief men in your department store has been murdered. And this man, John Allen, pointedly states that you were on friendly terms with her. Says you were meeting her secretly at the Old Post Inn.
That is outrageous.
Yes, at the Old Post Inn, only a few hundred feet from where her body was found.
If you think for one second...
I'm simply relating the facts as they exist, Marchand. Or do you deny them?
Certainly I deny them.
Then do you also deny the murdered girl's husband was leaving your employ because of your attentions to his wife? Do you deny that too? And do you deny that this dead woman lived under the name of Mary Brown in a boarding house run by a Mrs. Clocker?
If Alan say that, he's lying. I demand counsel. I'll not be arrested for murder on Alan's charges.
You haven't been arrested, but I advise you to conceal nothing. And believe me, that's good advice.
I tell you, Alan is lying.
It'll be easier to prove it here in my office than in the criminal court, Mr. Marshall.
I'll prove it, Mr. Chameleon.
I'll have Alan brought in here. He's in the next room. And I'll ask you to say nothing until after you've heard the story from him. Is that understood?
Bring him in.
I'll get him. Oh, here's Detective Sergeant Arnold. Dave, bring in Mr. Allen, please.
Come in, Mr. Allen.
Yes, come in, Alan, you lying...
None of that, Marchand. Sit down and be quiet. Now, Mr. Allen, will you please repeat your statement? Why you were quitting your job at Mr. Marchand's store today?
Because my wife, Petra, complained to me of Marchand's attentions to her. That was the reason, Mr. Chameleon.
He is a liar, Mr. Chameleon. He quit after I fire him. I fire him, you understand?
What's that? Well, let's get this straight. You say, Marchand, that you discharged Allen.
That's it. I fire him.
Is that true, Mr. Allen?
Well, it is and it isn't. But heaven help me, I can see through it all now, Mr. Chameleon.
See what?
Marchand told me my wife had made a scene at the store.
That is the first true word that you have spoken.
Keep Alan. Out of this, Marchand. Go on, Mr. Allen. You can see it all you were saying.
Marchand said my wife, Petra, had made a couple of rows at the store, that if she didn't stop, I'd have to leave.
What scenes?
Well, Petra acted jealous of my secretary. But now I can see through it all. Mr. Chameleon, I'm sure it was all a put-up job between Petra and Marchand.
Oh, you're a liar.
I'm not a liar, Marchand. Petra staged those scenes in the store so that I'd not suspect what the two of you were doing. That's what it was, Mr. Chameleon.
Then, Alan, if I told you that a woman keeping a boarding house on 85th Street... positively identified your wife's body as a Miss Mary Brown who had a room there, what would you say?
I'd say that that man sitting there, Alex Marchand, was involved with her and probably killed her, murdered her. Marchand, I accuse you of killing my wife.
Mr. Chameleon... and the case of the murdered girl's ears continues in just a moment. When you're suffering from an ordinary headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain, you want two things. First, you want something that will give you fast relief. And second, you want something that will give you dependable relief. So listen. People everywhere know that because it's actually ready to go to work in 2 seconds... Bayer aspirin provides fast relief. And they know that because it's gentle to the system, it also provides dependable relief. The fact is that no other pain reliever can match Bayer aspirin's record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. And that means that of all pain relievers, Bayer aspirin is one you can take with complete confidence. So when you have a headache, don't experiment with drugs that have not been proved by years of successful use. For the two most important kinds of relief, the fast relief you want and the dependable relief you need, do as millions do. Be sure with Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle... and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Now, back to Mr. Chameleon and the case of the murdered girl's ears. Petra Allen, also identified as having a room and a lodging under the name of Mary Brown, a girl of French or Spanish extraction, has been found poisoned. And Mr. Chameleon is questioning her husband, John Allen, and the man with whom she was said to be too friendly, Alex Martian. The scene continues now at a high point in the questioning, as Mr. Chameleon demands...
Well, Martian, this man, John Allen, has accused you of murdering his wife and supplied a reasonable motive. Now, where were you at the time of the murder, at 1 o'clock?
I was driving back to my office.
Back from where, Marchand? And don't lie, it won't work.
I'll tell you the whole story. I know it sounds funny, but it is true, Mr. Chameleon. I was driving back from the old post inn where I had gone to meet Petra Allen. She'd rung up, begged me to meet her there, and then...
Then what?
When I drove up, Petra was waiting for me in the parking lot, very excited. She told me not to get out of my car, to keep moving, that her husband, the man who was now accusing me of murder, was inside the inn threatening to beat me to a pulp. So I didn't waste any time. I started driving back.
That's not true, Mr. Chameleon. Martian is lying. I wasn't near the old post inn today. I never left my office. My secretary and several clerks will verify this.
The police will, Mr. Allen. Oh, tell me, your wife was a Spanish girl?
No, French. I met and married her in Paris 3 years ago. Why do you ask, Mr. Chameleon?
I was interested in her pierced ears. Thought it might still be a Spanish custom to pierce girls' ears for earrings.
Well, I don't understand what pierced ears have to do with my wife's murder. As a matter of fact,
You knew they were pierced, of course.
Certainly I knew, but it's very confusing to me, all this talk about Petra's ears.
Well, it really doesn't matter one way or the other, Mr. Allen. The important point is that your wife was killed by a dose of delayed poison.
Delayed poison, Mr. Chameleon?
Yes, a poison that doesn't kill immediately, that acts from 1 to 3 hours after it's taken. And the question is, did either Marchand or you ever obtain such a poison?
Oh, now I understand, Mr. Chameleon. Allen poisoned his wife and is trying to frame me.
What? I poisoned Petra? Don't try that, Marchand.
Never mind, Mr. Allen. The facts will be brought out. In the meantime, both you, Marchand, and you, Allen, may go for the present. Detective Sergeant Arnold will show you out.
This way, gentlemen.
Dave, I think I've got the answer to this case. A fantastic answer.
Do you mean Marchand did it? Or was it the husband, Allen? What is the answer, Mr. Chameleon?
Theories are not evidence, Dave. Have both Marchand's home and his office searched for red poison capsules about this size. Also, Allen's.
Right away, Mr. Chameleon.
Then you and I will go to the Clocker woman's rooming house and search the room of the girl she claims gave her the name of Mary Brown and turned up murdered as John Allen's wife. Let's open this other chest of drawers, Dave.
Okay, Mr. Chameleon, but it looks like the murdered dame didn't have much stuff here.
Dave, this is what I'm after.
These earrings, you mean, Mr. Chameleon?
The old-fashioned kind that can only be worn by a woman with pierced ears. Well, Dave, look. That photograph stuck under those handkerchiefs.
It's a picture of two kids.
Let me have it, Dave. Huh, I put these earrings and the photograph in my pocket. Strange she'd have only one pair of earrings. Well, now we'll beard the Clocker woman in her den.
She's in the kitchen. Officer Foley's outside keeping an eye on her, Mr. Chameleon.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Chameleon. What do you want?
Mrs. Clocker, I'll trouble you for the jewelry you took out of Mary Brown's, or rather Mrs. Allen's, room before you so kindly came to police headquarters to identify her body this afternoon.
I didn't take anything out of her room.
Come now, Mrs. Clocker, let's have it.
Say, mind who you're accusing of being a thief.
Well, let's put it this way, then. You took it and hid it away so somebody wouldn't get in and steal it while you were out of the house. I'll settle for that, Mrs. Clocker, and say nothing. Otherwise...
Well, that's exactly what I did do, Mr. Chameleon. Terrible if the murdered girl wasn't Mary Brown and come back and found some of her things gone. I put a pair of earrings in that broken teapot on the top shelf. Yeah, here they are. Not worth anything.
They're worth somebody's life, thank you, Mrs. Clocker. Now, let's straighten out some of those other statements you made to me.
What statement?
You evaded answering when I asked you if your murdered boarder had any visitors.
I never said she did or didn't.
Did Alexander Marchand pay you to keep your mouth shut?
I don't know any Alexander Marchand.
We'll see. Then who did pay you to keep quiet about Mary Brown's or Mrs. Allen's friends, visitors?
Nobody paid me anything.
All right, then. Now, tell me who left this house with the murdered girl today.
Told you, I didn't see her leave, Mr. Chameleon.
I think a few hours in the cooler might loosen this baby up, Mr. Chameleon.
That's an idea, Dave.
Well, she left in a car.
With whom?
You better tell Mr. Chameleon who the guy was. I think I know.
Well, smart cop, it wasn't a guy, it was some dame, and that's all I know.
The thing to do is pinch this woman, Mr. Chameleon.
Turn her over to Officer Foley, Dave. I've got to move. Fast.
What's the idea of your disguise this time, Mr. Chameleon?
Oh, Dave, I'm a pickpocket.
A pickpocket?
That's right. Named Slick Sampson. Trying to sell one of these two pairs of earrings I got at Mrs. Clocker's. First stop is Alex Marchand's office, right here.
Uh-huh. And I wait for you out here, Mr. Chameleon.
You're sure you've got the file on the Brownes case in El Paso, Texas, Dave?
Right here. But what does it mean, Mr. Chameleon?
Let's say it means all a cop needs in a case like this is a good memory.
You're certainly beginning to look like Slick Sampson, Mr. Chameleon. I don't know how you do it. A crook to the life.
Have you got all the railroad stations, bus terminals, and airports covered for a person of the description I gave you?
Yes, sir. Not a chance of a getaway.
Good. Here I go, Dave. You wait out here.
And so, we hear Mr. Chameleon, in the disguise of a pickpocket, Slick Sampson, saying to Alex Martian...
Ain't that a laugh, Mr. Martian? Like I said, I'm a pickpocket, see? And I'm in a subway station, and I hear this smart Dick Chameleon blowing off to another Dick named of Arnold, saying us how this pair of old-time earrings would put you in the electric chair.
Me? Me in the electric chair?
That was it. So I nipped the earrings off the great Chameleon himself. What a laugh. For $500, they're yours, Mr. Martian. I'd say 1,000, but it's worth the difference to get the laugh on Chameleon. Okay with you?
Oh, they're not worth $10. But I'll give you the 500. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Maybe it's just to get a laugh on Chameleon, Mr. Martian. Ta-ta and bye-bye.
Get anything out of him, Mr. Chameleon?
$500 for the murdered girl's earrings, Dave.
Well, aren't we pinching him?
The case isn't quite over yet, Dave. I'm going to the murdered girl's husband, to Alan, now, and try to sell him the other pair of earrings, in disguise.
Okay, I'll run you over to Alan's.
No, wait here a few minutes. Then bring Marchand to Alan's. I'll be there waiting, disguised as Slick Sampson. Oh, and Dave...
Yes, Mr. Chameleon?
If anybody's picked up at the airports or railroad stations, bring that person along as well.
And a few minutes later, at John Allen's, the murdered girl's husband, Mr. Chameleon, still disguised as Slick Sampson, the pickpocket, hears John Allen saying...
I'm afraid I'm not falling for your story, Mr. Slick Sampson.
But I'm telling you, I nipped his earrings from Chameleon and his partner, Arnold. What a laugh.
I fail to see anything amusing in your story. Why should I give you $500 for a pair of cheap earrings?
Because Chameleon said you'd let it slip out that you didn't know your wife had pierced ears that'd take old-fashioned earrings. And that would put you in a chair. Ain't that plenty enough, Mr. Allen? Better come through.
And put myself in a suspicious situation? Not in this world, Mr. Whoever you are. Get out, you pickpocket.
Evening, Mr. Allen. Who's this character?
A crook and a blackmailer, Detective Sergeant Arnold. Arrest him. Martian, you here? What's the idea?
I do not know, Allen. Detective Arnold bring me here. He say to meet Mr. Chameleon.
Chameleon? Chameleon, you say?
I'm Chameleon.
You, Chameleon? Disguised as a crook who was trying to sell earrings? Oh, that's a dirty trick.
I don't think Mr. Chameleon plays dirty tricks, Martian.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. That's refreshing. What's the news at the terminals, Dave?
Officer Foley, bring in the lady.
Petra Allen! Oh, thank God you were not murdered.
Petra, what does this mean?
Release me. Let me go. Why have these policemen brought me here?
I'll tell you why, Petra Allen. I arrest you as the murderess with your husband of your twin sister, Maria Brownes.
No!
Known at Mrs. Clocker's boarding house as Mary Brown. The twin sister you and your husband robbed in El Paso of everything she had, then disappeared.
Don't try to pull that gun, Alan. Hands up.
It's a frame. Marshall and Petra killed her. I didn't.
My husband made me kill my twin sister, Mr. Chameleon. He did. He did.
Don't move, Alan.
Here's the file of the case from El Paso, and the description of the brother-in-law is you, Alan. I wasn't sure at first. I couldn't figure whether it was you or Marshall.
It was Marshall.
It was you, Alan. This photograph I found in the murdered girl's room settles it all.
What photograph?
What picture did you find?
This picture of you and your twin sister as children, Petra. And on the back of it is written, Petra and Maria Browners.
Oh, our pictures.
Your twin sister followed you here, Petra, after 3 years of searching. You, Alan, saw the girl in Martian's store buying a suit. Then...
Then what, Chameleon?
You followed her, found the boarding house where she lived. Then your wife lured her out today, probably begging forgiveness for what you both had done to her, and then poisoned her. Here's the rest of the poison. Found in your apartment, Alan.
That poison was planted on me by my wife and Marshawn. That's what happened.
Not at all. You falsely identified the dead girl, Alan, your wife's twin, as your wife, which was part of your murder scheme.
And we picked up your wife off a ship sailing for Buenos Aires tonight.
Where she was going to wait for you to join her, Alan. Isn't that the fact, Pedro?
It's no use, John. It's true. It's true, Mr. Chameleon.
Your mistake was this, Alan. You let it fall that you didn't know your supposed wife had pierced ears.
Our mother did that. She put earrings on my twin sister Maria so she could tell which of us was which, Mr. Chameleon.
So that was it, Petra. And the rest of your mistake, Alan, was when you told me your wife was French. Petra's a Spanish name, not French. And that made me remember the El Paso case in a police circular years ago. That's all, Dave. Take them along. They were just a little too clever. The case of the murdered girl's ears is over.
And with these words, Mr. Chameleon concludes tonight's murder case. There's nothing as important as fast relief when you have an ordinary headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain. And millions who want very fast relief use Bayer aspirin. For Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work almost instantly. Within 2 seconds after you take them, Bayer aspirin tablets start to disintegrate. And that's why relief comes so quickly. Remember this. And remember, too, that Bayer aspirin is one thing you can take with complete confidence. We say this because no other pain reliever can match Bayer aspirin's record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. So for fast, reliable relief from headache or the pains of neuritis or neuralgia, use genuine Bayer aspirin. And when you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, never by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle, and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at the same time for Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, in the case of the murdered movie star. The part of Mr. Chameleon was played tonight by Carl Weber, who appeared for Carl Swenson, who is on vacation, with dialogue written by Frank Hummert, from the original story by Frank and Ann Hummert. Music directed by Victor Arden. Your announcer is Warren Sweeney.
Important news to everyone is the news of a remarkable scientific discovery which now makes it possible to cut down tooth decay and the pain, worry, and expense that go with it. What you do is use new ammoniated Dr. Lyons tooth powder. Based on a formula developed by University of Illinois scientists, it cuts down tooth decay, actually helps prevent cavities. That's why so many dentists recommend this type dentifrice. So for sounder, healthier, handsomer teeth, use ammoniated Dr. Lyons tooth powder. Both regular Dr. Lyons tooth powder and new ammoniated Dr. Lyons are at all drug and toilet goods counters.
Listen for Mr. Chameleon in the case of the murdered movie star next Wednesday night at this time. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.